It can do that way. It can bestow you the long life. It can also increase your wealth. It can also increase your fortunes. It can also increase your way of thinking, your intelligence, everything, whatever there is to increase, good things, they will increase. That is the power of the increasing activity. Then there is a power activity. Or power activity, what should I say? Power activity means, now it annihilates, it destroys all kinds of obstacles, difficulties, problems, frustrations. That activity is also there. That activity, kind of accomplishment, can be achieved through destroying all kinds of things. Now, power, and then comes the activity of wrathful activity, can be destroyed all kinds of negative forces now. In that way also, it can give you the accomplishment. So these accomplishments are generally related with our karmic body, mind, and speech also. And it can destroy everything. These are, even though these are the great accomplishment, but these are the common accomplishments. This can be achieved. If you practice, this can be achieved very easily. Now, you must need the deep faith and devotion. I doesn't mean that through doing one practice, you can achieve that. I doesn't mean that way. But there is the power if you have the faith. And then comes the Supreme Siddhi. Now, Supreme Siddhi means this will bestow you the accomplishment of becoming Buddha and becoming Dharmakaya form, completely stainless sky like Dharmakaya, wisdom mind. Through that, through this, now this has the power of giving this kind of accomplishment, the Supreme Siddhi. So here you are saying, requesting to Guru Rinpoche, kindly give me those accomplishments, the common accomplishments which are necessary in this life. The supreme accomplishment in the near future to become the fully attaining enlightenment, Buddhahood. That will also bestow you. Now comes whom. Now here whom is the secret essence of all the Buddhas. Or here you can say that in summary, summing all those accomplishments, and please kindly give it to me, bestow it to me, it also says that way. So, the powers of Guru Rinpoche, the powers of Guru Rinpoche's wisdom, body, speech, and mind, and the qualities of all Dharmakaya, Sambhogaya, Nirmakaya, whatever you have, please kindly give me all those siddhis, all those accomplishments, all those qualities to me, and request him many times, and then recite mantra. Now, in the recitation of mantra, when you recite the mantra, sometimes we used to recite the mantra loudly. Sometimes it is necessary. Through the sound, it can vibrate your veins, channels, purify your channels and veins. If the veins and channels are purified, then the flowage of the wind is very smooth. If the flowing of wind is smooth, then the awakening of Buddha nature is very smooth. It can awake from there. So it is necessary. We want to become Buddha. We want to obtain the supreme wisdom power. But supreme wisdom power can be achieved through giving your deep faith and devotion to your guru. So guru is everything. Your master is everything. Through him you can achieve the highest siddhi. So in this way, If you go on reciting the mantra and recite it and think that Guru Maharaj enters into you, as soon as you do this way, I don't know, this is what I think so. In teachings, maybe there are many different types of teachings. When you do like this, that means each time Guru Maharaj's blessings are entering into your mind. Doing that way. Normally we say when you recite, you should just keep your the hand with the mala on the heart level. But even if you are unable to do this way, then you can keep here, calm and quiet, and then you can recite. And recite with deep faith and devotion. That is most important. That is necessary. And recite as much as you can. Through reciting that now, at that time, when you sit in certain place and recite that mantra, try to devote your time only remembering Guru Rinpoche, no other than that. Then, after recitation, you think your body, mind, speech become Guru Rinpoche's wisdom, body, speech and mind. You think that way. Or at that time you can also purify during that period. Purify all the defilement, everything. If you go on doing that way and reciting the mantra of Guru Rinpoche, yes, there is power. Guru Rinpoche is remembering him, reciting his name and requesting him to bestow the blessings. Then Guru Rinpoche, he is the essence of all the Buddhas, so why not he has the power? He has power. He can give you, he can bestow you, he can help you. He will always guide you. In the dreams also, Guru Rinpoche will come to you, help you. Sometimes if you have doubt, Guru Rinpoche comes in the dream and he can help you. These are the good signs. You can do that way also. And it is my advice. I always suggest all the practitioners, when you are reciting, whatever you are practicing, always keep secret. Don't say it all the time, saying that I'm practicing this to everybody else. Showing to everybody else is not good. Do practice yourself. And keep whatever you are practicing, keep secret. And when there is any doubt, you just tell to the teachers who are guiding to you. Tell them. And then, again, try to solve the problem. If there is any kind of doubt, it can be solved by asking to your teachers. To those teachers who can explain you. So through that you can do it. Otherwise it is not necessary to say everybody else I do this and that. Not necessary. If you go on doing that way, if your mind is not so stable, it is going here and there, wandering here and there. If the mind is flexible means also flickles and something going here and there, then that is not so useful to your practice. It harms your practice. Be stable. Try to bring your mind home and then recite the mantra of Guru Rinpoche. That is more important. Now, after recitation, after completing all these things, requesting him, you now think that now is the ending of the practice now. You must think all the Dharma Balas and the meditational Didis and all those great yogis, that is great accomplished disciple of Guru Rinpoche, and Vidyadharas, everything dissolves into light and it enters into the mind of Guru Rinpoche. You think that way. And now there is only one Guru Rinpoche here. Everything is dissolved into one light and enters into Guru Rinpoche. And at that time, you invoke to Guru Rinpoche, and from the mind of Guru Rinpoche, the light comes. and it enters into you, and you become everything. You just think that everything is purified completely like Guru Rinpoche, and you become like Guru Rinpoche's wisdom, body, speech and mind, and it also dissolves into light and enters into the mind of Guru Rinpoche. And you become inseparable of Guru Rinpoche now. When you become inseparable of Guru Rinpoche, Guru Rinpoche's mind is wisdom mind. It never thinks he is a Buddha. He never thinks that he is a Buddha. He never thinks there are living beings. He never thinks that way. It's beyond conception. Completely pure, awakened mind. And completely blissful awareness. With full of, say, clarity and wisdom. The unification of wisdom and emptiness. At that level, there is nothing to differentiate between anything. Now say, this is good, this is bad, this is Buddha, this is living beings, this is samsara, this is nirvana. These are created by obscured mind, like our karmic mind. This is created by that. Now Buddhas, they don't have that. It is completely unobscured. Completely the unification of wisdom and mind together. At that level, always in a blissful, relaxed, tranquility, calm and quiet, nothing disturbances. So at that level, when you become and dissolve into light and you enter into the mind of Guru Rinpoche, you become inseparable of Guru Rinpoche. And on that state now, completely blissful happiness, on that state, then you sit for a while and meditate. That is the actual meditation. When we are visualizing the refuge trees and all those things, they are way towards meditation. They help you to meditate. They help you to reach that highest level of Buddha's wisdom mind. And when you reach there, that is completely beyond conception. It's beyond our thinkings now. We can't express in word. Even though we think that we can speak, but we can't speak that. It's wisdom emptiness. On that level, when you reach there, it is beyond everything, and sit for few minutes if you are able to meditate. Few minutes, you just meditate on that level completely without thinking anything now. It's beyond everything now. Completely unobscured. And then meditate. Even if you meditate 1 minute, it can destroy boundless defilement, boundless obscuration. It can purify that. That has the power. On that level, if you prolong that way of thinking, that thinking, I can't use here thinking, but it's beyond conception. Unobscured wisdom, emptiness. Difficult to express in word, but that level, you just prolong it. Make it longer and longer. Then that is a meditation. Even if you sit for 1 minute, that is a meditation. If you can sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it can now. You can make familiar with that. Practice with that. And it can do. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. Because you have the Buddha nature. You can be that. You have the capability. You have the potential to become that. So that is why it is necessary to prolong that stage longer and longer. That is meditation. And meditate on that. Whenever we do the prayers also, any kind of, we perform the rites. And in the end, after completion, after conclusion of the whole practice, there come certain levels that it dissolves everything into the mind of Buddha or Guru Rinpoche, whatever your practice is. If it is practice of related with Jizun Dolma, Tara, then in the end, the dissolving practice, it dissolves into the mind of Jizun Dolma. And at that level, unobscured wisdom mind of Jizun Dolma, on that level, when you reach, they will stop the prayer and then recite, actually. Calm and got no talkings at all. Then they are meditating. That means without any thinking. Now, without any thinking also, it is not so suitable word again. So, can't express, but we can feel that a little bit. Now, make it familiar, make it more closer to you. Then one day, it will come in your mind. Because when you take birth, when you are not more than 1-2 years old, at that time, you don't know anything. But you were taught, and you understand a little bit, and you make it more familiar, become more closer, and now you can know world. America means all this, Europe means this, everything. When you're at the age of 2, you can't know. Your world is only in your family. That is your world. Even if you just tell to that son many times about America, he thinks that your America means in your family. He don't know anything. Then slowly, if he starts something, then his mind becomes broader, then he knows our Taiwan. Then his mind becomes more broader, understanding comes spontaneously, and then, oh, China, then comes other countries, then world. And now we can send our mind up to the Milky Way. I said, always I used to say this way. Now see, the moon, sun and moon, we can see that. Then stars, we can see the stars even. Now, what are there beyond the stars? Can you imagine? No. Very difficult. Because our mind is dualistic mind, it's still limited. We can't send it. Now, longer than that, if you just think, oh, from I'm now for, say, 40 years, before 40 years, 39. Before that, 38. Then goes to 5. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then in the mother's womb, you just think that. And beyond that, can you think? No. Can you remember your previous life? No. You can't say that. Because our mind is limited now. If you go on thinking on that and beyond that, that means when the previous life, if you go on thinking, you can't remember it. But if you practice spiritually, you can understand that. Then you can read the past lives. As soon as Buddha became enlightened, he knows all his past lives immediately. That's why in his teachings, all his past lives are there. He took where, in which place, his father's name, mother's name, kingdom's name, and family's name, everything is there. It's not a lie. Buddha did not lie. Buddha is telling truth. What he see, what he saw, he used to teach it. So in this way, if we go on thinking our mind, then one day if you reach, when you dissolve into light and enter into the mind of Guru Rinpoche, and at that level, we are completely beyond conception. Unobscured body. It's not karmic body. At that level, it's the unification of the wisdom and emptiness. Inseparable of these two. Because these two are the source, these two are the mother of all the Buddhas. Wisdom and emptiness. On that level, if you go on thinking, then one day you can realize that level stronger and stronger. That is why I used to give this example, so that you can grow this mind bigger and bigger. If there is no seed of Buddha nature, then it won't grow. If it is permanent, if this mind is permanent, if it is not growing, then our mind as soon as we take birth from the mother's womb, that mind will remain as it is. Even if he became 80 years old, his mind is like that. But his mind won't remain that way. It goes on changing and improving. That means there is potential. It is here, the Buddha nature, which can awake. We can make it awakened and understand that. Very necessary. So in this way, I think so here, even though there are many explanations of Guru Yoga, but I summed up here a little bit so that many people can understand how to visualize it. And through this explanation, don't treat that this is the best explanation. I don't know still. There are many, maybe there may be many mistakes, but don't think that way. But what I used to explain here is normally according to the teachings of Buddhas and Guru Rinpoche or teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni. So it may help you to understand the real nature. Do some practices with the help of these explanations. And then you can search more, try to learn more. Beyond that, try to understand more with the help of these teachings. So, this is a brief explanation of Guru Yoga. In the end, I request all saying that your practice should be, from the very beginning, your practice should be with a good intention and deep faith to your guru, your master, your teacher, Guru Rinpoche. That is most important. If you treat that way, then the blessings are really very strong. It helps you. It can purify your defilement. It can develop your wisdom. Can we say that there is a wisdom eye? Wisdom eye doesn't mean that we have one eye here. No. Wisdom eye is in here. It can see from our mind. That is wisdom eye. That is why Buddha has wisdom eye. He can read all the mind of all the living beings, past, present, future, everything. Because he has this wisdom eye. So wisdom eye doesn't mean we should have one extra eye here. So try to develop your wisdom through these practices. It may give you pleasure. It may help you to become calm, simple, more simpler and humbler. Through the practice, it can help you to become like that. And it is also necessary to, through your practice, try to apply it during your day-to-day life. That is more important. A wise practitioner always uses his practice whenever he faces some problem. So you can also do it. It is better to do that way. So in the end, I think so, I would like to conclude here with these brief explanations. So during our teachings, whatever you accumulate, any kind of merit, whatever you think any kind of good, whatever you do any kind of activities, those activities, try to dedicate it or share it to all living beings for the benefit of all living beings. Then your hearing accumulation became more stronger, became more stable so that it cannot be destroyed by some obscurations or by some defilement. It won't destroy. It can become stronger. It will remain until the enlightenment. It will help you to become enlightenment. So dedicate it for the benefit of all living beings. With these words, I think so, I should conclude here. Thank you very much.